The United Carters Friends of the NDC says if for nothing at all, striking workers, especially doctors, must consider taxpayers whose monies were used to educate them and return to work. The group said patients must not be used as a bait to lure government to do their bidding. Its General Secretary Efanam Nyako said this at a news conference on Accra. He appealed to the GMA to sacrifice for the country to grow and develop as their current stance only undermines the successes chalked up over the years in health delivery. We bring you a report by Antoinette Apa and Selma Tanko.
The General Secretary of the United Carters Front, Efanam Nyaku, said current strikes by organized groups such as the Ghana Medical Association and UTAC is worrying. He said, though these groups often claim that it is their constitutional right to strike, the same constitution frowns on embarking on strike whilst at the negotiating table. Mr. Nyaku said the politicization of the doctor's condition of service and comparing it with Article 71 holders must stop. He said for 8 years the NPP was in power, they could not give the doctors any conditions of service, yet the GMA never complained. He therefore wonders why in such a current state of global economic challenges, the NPP and GMA expect government to make payments that are most likely to derail the gains made on the single spine salary structure. According to Mr. Nyaku, nowhere in the world history has he heard of a group of people threatening to resign en masse because of conditions of service whilst they constantly receive their salaries monthly.
That no institution, more so a nation, can survive and grow by blatant acts of indiscipline, extortion, blackmail, as exhibited by the disrespect of our national laws by the Ghana Medical Associations. We have grown to be a nation where avarice, acrimony has become our portion. And we have grown to be a nation where the word sacrifice has vanished from our dictionary. If we want to move forward as a nation, then there is a need to bury all over ambition, circumspect at all times with our demands on the national purse, no matter which political party is in power.
The vice chairman of the group, Edward Mbass, said the seemingly silence of the clergy on the strike by the doctors is too loud. He said collective punishment to all Ghanaians is disastrous and must be stopped.
This issue of collective punishment to all Ghanaians is not the best and must be condemned in all uncertain terms. And we pray and hope that on Friday, when the General Assembly meets, good reasoning would rule and the rank and file of members of the Ghana Medical Association would say, oh Ghanaian, for your sake, for the sake of our poor mothers and brothers and sisters, we would resume work while negotiations continue.
The group said, if after all appeals, the GMS does not rescind its decision by Friday, the group will want government to dismiss all the doctors and allow only loyal and patriotic doctors to reapply and be employed by government.